Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September the 10th, report day. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a quarter cent at 510 and a quarter, December wheat up a quarter cent at 692 and a half, and November beans up 3 cents at 1273 and a half. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of beans to China this morning, so that seems to be, 100 to 132. Seems to be the number just about every day this week. Export sales this morning were, as expected, pretty much 388 on wheat, a net of about 850 on the corn, and beans were about 1.6. So the beans were particularly a decent number, certainly considering the port strike, but down, from 2.2 last week. But it was still a good number. Today on the reports, obviously the important things are going to be the acres, the yields, and the carryouts. The yield is looking at 175.5 on the corn, 50.3 on the beans. Carryout number, they're looking for 1.329 billion bushels on the corn, 178 on the beans, 619 on the wheat. The corn is expected to be up about 115 million bushels. The beans up 23, and the wheat down about 8. We're going to see if they're going to change any of the acres, whether the reports about this planted acres thing. Prevent plant acres was true. Certainly looks like it. It should lead to bigger corn acres, and we'll see what they do with the yield. Funds remain heavily long, 235,000 contracts. If this is a bear report and we close under $5, I think the funds have just absolutely shot themselves in the foot. If they catch a break today, it'll be something bullish, and they'll get a chance to live another day out here. If it's a bear report, I can't imagine the funds not bailing out unless we see that, if we're 30, 40 lower, are the Chinese going to step up and buy something? I would certainly think so in both corn and beans, but we'll have to see. So it'll be interesting to see what the numbers are and what the reaction to the report is. But, I don't know how many times the funds have gotten away with this kind of thing. This may be yet another one, but we'll have to see. Again, if corn closes under $5, it's a big problem. If beans close under $12.55, that would be a big problem in the beans. So I think those are the key numbers to watch out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.